This is really, really important, and I want to share something with you today, that what we think about how the human body works may be completely wrong. That we think that glucose is our primary fuel source and a high protein diet is good for us. I'm going to suggest that both of those things are wrong. I'm going to suggest that fat is actually the source of all energy for our cells, our mitochondria, that converts fatty acids into acetyl-CoA, into ATP that runs the cellular functions of our bodies. And that the liver, its function is simply to convert simple sugars and amino acids to stored energy in the form of fat. And that we are a fat building machine because we are a fat burning machine. The fuel of our bodies is simply fat. And glucose and amino acids, that is carbohydrates and proteins, are just another source of fuel to be converted to fat. For the fat man really sings, and the fat man is the fertile future, because without fat, we're dead. Fat is stored energy for tomorrow. But we have supermarketed an idea of supermarketing thoughts that turn out not to be true, for the opposite is the truth. A high-fat, low-protein, zero-carb diet is likely the most healthy diet you could consume. And high fats in meat, that is beef, pork, lamb, fatty fish, the whole fish, the whole animal, the products that our body requires, and it does not require plant material at all. And my bet is the plant material we consume is highly antigenic, that's immunogenic, that means we're allergic to it, and variety is bad. Narrow as an arrow, that is what hits the bullseye, and the healthy and well body does not require exercise. It doesn't require heavy lifting. It is already energized and capable of being healthy with far less. Modern health and wellness, modern fitness, has created ill fitness. That's right. Illness is caused by excessive exercise, lifting, and 3 to 5 meals a day of a high carbohydrate nature, even in the greens, grains, fruits, fibers. They're all dangerous for us, and they cause the gastrointestinal dysfunction that leads to the bodily dysfunction due to a high glucose load and amino acid load and a high antigenic load from phytochemicals that turn out to be bad for us. This is a manifesto of health and wellness through what I call live like a lion, not like a lamb or a pig. The lion is lean and strong. The lion rests and naps and mates. No other animal in the universe exercises like a human being and injures itself in so many ways and requires such interventional health care. And we now see modern animals, domestic pets, needing the same type of health care due to the same diseases, due to the same diet. That's right, the food we consume that we call our diet is dying us. We need to change the food consumption to a live it plan, to a life plan, a health and wellness food plan. And the health industry is not a health industry. It's an economic juggernaut that is there to take your dollars and invest them into their coffers. I should say, your coffins are their coffers, and they're getting bigger as the graves are getting filled with younger and younger and deadlier and deadlier. I know this doesn't make much sense, but the world turned upside down by Richard Feynman. Gary Taubes, Why We Get Fat and Good Calories, Bad Calories, and many others that have written the books to share the story are there, but do not believe them nor me. If you are suffering from any type of illness of your physical nature, mental nature, it's simple. Change it up. One meal a day, because that's what we're meant to do. That's a meal at night before you go to bed. And make it a high-fat, low-protein, zero-carb. And test this out without exercise and see how well your body thrives. If what we're taught hasn't worked for you, as a physician I know, because I was taught that a high carbohydrate, low fat, lean meat, and lots of exercise is good for you. My bet it's not, and you know that. Everyone has a genetic family history predisposition to all the diseases we suffer. It's not a genetic disease, it's an environmental disease. The environmental factors are simply how you fill your gut, the septic tank, which becomes hot, that's heated, gaseous, swollen, inflamed, and probiotics are bad. Fungus, bacteria, and other life forms live within us, all over us, that's the truth. But by feeding them sugar, carbohydrates, and a low-fat meal, we are causing more disease. That's it. More disease, death, destruction, illness. Slow it down. Negate the surgery for now. Slow down and rest your body and change what you consume in your mouth. It begins with these thoughts and ideas that the American Plains Indians were lean and strong and ate buffalo, the Inuits ate fish, and the most healthy humans of existence, they ate mostly animal product diet. And when it was not available, yes, we became scavengers and we could eat anything, but those carbs simply convert to fat in the liver, stored either in the liver first or every other spot of our body. And the fat isn't the disease, it's the constant consumption of sugar as an advanced glycation end product, and that AGE causes dysfunction through glycation of every cellular structure of our body. And you could look at the human diseases and list them right down the page. Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, anxiety, gastrointestinal dysfunction, including Crohn's, irritable bowel, appendicitis, gallstones, psoriasis, arthritis, name it, it's there. And it's simple. Yes, we will die. And death is inevitable. And whether you're going to be run over by a truck, hit by a car, or the silver bullet in thy mind, remember, what you eat is far more important than anything else in your life. What you consume and you fill the gut with fuels the system of illness. More of something is not better, for less is always best. Less running, less motion, and less consumption of food. The supermarket, and you and I have been marketed into something that has caused us much illness, death, and disease. Alcohol, beer, wine, and any spirits ultimately are bad for us. And so is heroin, cocaine, marijuana, tobacco, drugs. Not good. We're here to share a new and different story upside down, turned around. And don't believe me. I didn't believe me. The doing of something is the learning of something and creating something completely new and amazing. Health and wellness is not in another potion, not in another smoothie juicing. Break the fast only one time a day at dinner, and then rest and relax and digest. The gastrointestinal tract needs the blood flow. A walk after dinner is not the best for you. The GI tract needs rest to digest. And it needs fat, a little bit of protein, and it requires zero carbohydrates to be healthy. And you may choose a plant-based diet. That's a choice. There are ways to find some health and wellness in a vegetarian diet. That's diet, not limit plan. And there are ways to do it in a vegan, but it's much harder. I'm not here to pronounce against anyone's beliefs. I'm just simply sharing a thought, an idea that if you want to eliminate MS, arthritis, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgias, get rid of fiber, fruits, and vegetables, eat fatty meat, fish, butter, eggs, cream, eat less, run less, rest more, enjoy the day. Thoughts and ideas that I didn't believe, but I see the power of.